Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes, raise our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise. Sing it again, loud and clear. Jehovah, we praise you. Hallelujah, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise. Sing it again, loud and clear. Jehovah, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise. Do it again, again. Do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus. We see that. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It is well with me. It is well with me. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How I love calling your name every day. Calling your name, I love calling your name. As we shouted, Jesus, 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 oh, I love, shout it again loud and clear, Jesus, Jesus. Every day, how I love calling your name, sing it loud and clear. How I love calling every day. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire.
send the fire.
Holy Ghost, send the fire.
Where's?
Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Jesus on fire. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Our Lord God has made us. And I spoke it out. Our Lord God. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great and mighty God. Great counsel. Mighty indeed. Nothing. Absolutely. Nothing is too difficult. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of God. Hallelujah. Is there anything to ask for you? Is there anything? God, been to Calvary. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. First. My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. John. The fullness of the Godhead bodily. Well, it's in the Lord. Oh, I'm complete. Oh, yes, complete. I'm complete. Arise, O God, arise. I fight my battle. Arise, O God, arise. I fight my battle.
silence, beloved, and listen to me very carefully. In tonight's meeting, some transactions are about to take place. These transactions will defeat some long-standing problems. Some transactions will take place that will rescue men and women from the well of Satan. Well of Satan. Silence. There are three persons here tonight. If all the money that passed through your hands at state, you will be extremely rich. But then there is a basket power assigned to you since when you were 6 years old, and this has been swallowing your blessings. If you are that person, make sure in the next few prayers you want to pray now, pray with reckless abandon, pray with violence. There are also people here tonight, practically every night, they are discussing your case in the coven. If you will pray these prayers, all the arrows they are firing against you shall double its power and go back to the sender. Also, some people here tonight, you came and you are not very happy because the enemy has been pushing you from pillar to post. But if you will pray these prayers, by the time we share the grace here tonight, your testimonies will have mysteriously arrived. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Powers! Assigned to put ashes on my head. This is not a prayer to joke with. It is not everybody that is breathing that is alive. Some are living, but they have poured ashes of death upon their head already. Powers! Assigned to put ashes on my head. In the name of Jesus. Patasata. It's happening. Makapota sepeli katanda yaba. Ribo piali kasata. Makaponde sentai bosha. Open your mouth. Don't be afraid. That's why Jesus brought you here. In Jesus' name we pray. The power of God is about to fall upon a woman, and the woman will not be able to stand on her feet. What happened was that many years ago you employed a demonic housemaid. Every food this girl cooked for you was charged by satanic power from the coven, and this has been troubling your destiny. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you, and that yoke is broken completely. How's the person over there? What's happening? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, powers of the night assigned to smite me. Destroy yourselves. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Happening. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, open our understanding tonight. Lay your hands upon our lives. Teach us directly from your feet. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Converting divine ideas into reality. Converting divine ideas into reality. And you be a good person to listen very carefully. Converting divine ideas into reality. Let's look straight away into one of the most powerful passages in Scripture. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Converting divine ideas into reality. Luke 1:37. A sweeping, powerful statement. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. The first thing I like you to understand is that there is actually no, there is nothing known as financial poverty. But what is available is idea poverty. There is no financial poverty, but idea poverty. A man or woman filled with the Holy Spirit will be filled with divinely inspired ideas. I say that again. A man or woman filled with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will be filled with divinely inspired ideas. Listen, beloved. A single wealth creating idea, just one like this, will change your life forever. Therefore, any power that dissolves your creative ability is a poverty strong man. Any power that will not allow you to have inspired divine idea is an agent of poverty. Any power that removes divinely inspired ideas from your brain, from your mind, from your soul is a strong man of poverty. Sometimes God invades the dream of a person and will show them things they should do when they wake up that would catapult them to the highest height. But when they wake up, they are forgotten. There is a demonic eraser to erase those things from their memory. I'm praying for somebody here tonight. The creative idea that will wipe away insult must come upon your life in the name of Jesus. If you understand the prayer, your amen will be louder than that. One simple idea like that, vomited into you by heaven, is all you need to wipe off every agent of poverty. The graveyard is a big store of wasted ideas, wasted dreams, wasted visions. May you not die with your divine dreams. Many ask God for revelations. Some don't bother to ask. They say they are selling paper. You run there and start selling. They say they are selling recharge cards. You run there to start selling. They say now it's onions. You rush there. Spirit-filled people do not operate like that. Well, they have said that a woman must learn to cook or learn to sew or learn to do this. So, whether heaven has a hand on it or not, you are learning it. Many ask for revelations. Others do not ask for revelation until they run into trouble. May God show you revelation that will catapult your destiny. That amen is too weak. So some people pray for revelation. But trouble comes when such revelationary ideas are not actualized or do not come into reality. This is a terrible thing. A terrible thing. A man slept. He was a poor man. But he knew that his destiny was not in the poverty. He prayed. and in the dream, he saw himself buying a farmland. He was a teacher. What does he want to do with a farmland? So he kept praying more, kept praying. Revelation came again. He saw exactly where the farmland would be. Okay? So he gathered all his savings and went to that place. He saw the man, the owner of the farm, complain bitterly that things don't grow here. Anything you put here do not grow. Look at the corn. It's so small. Look at what is planted there. He was grumbling loudly. So when he got there, he was confused. I said, Lord, is this where you want me to come? You say I should come and buy this farmland. The man is complaining that nothing is growing there. The Lord said, that's the place. So now I told the man, are you planning to sell this farmland? He said, yes. It's useless anyway. How much do you want to sell it? Oh, well, if you bring $60,000, you can buy it. And he put all his savings together, everything. Gave it to the man. The man took the money and went away. This new fellow who had the revelation took over the farm. The first day he would try to dig, the team met something like stone, beam. I said, no wonder. Nothing was growing here. You please see, so grass is just covering it. It's stone that is below it. But by the time he cleared a little bit of the soil, he discovered that it was literally staying on a land filled with diamonds. What was not making the thing to grow was the diamond that was there. This is how this man became extremely rich. Not by farming, but he had a revelation knowledge on the land to buy. And the land was filled with diamond. May the Lord open your eyes to your area of prosperity. May he show you a revelation that will change your life forever. A sevenfold amen. Success is conceived on the bed of thinking, vision, and ideas. Success is conceived on the bed of thinking, vision, and ideas, and is delivered to you on the table of hard work. Listen, beloved, it is God's will that we succeed and prosper. The Bible says God has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. God's thought towards us are good thoughts, thoughts of good. And the Bible says we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. The tragedy is that God's people perish for lack of knowledge. If you key yourself into the creative power of God, anything you are doing, anything you are selling, any business you are doing, and you cry to the Lord that, Father, give me ideas on this project that will make me overtake all those who have gone ahead of me, it will give you ideas that will catapult your destiny. A lot of people, God has already given them ideas, but they do not know how to convert it to reality. This is the crux of this message tonight. How do you convert ideas into reality? Thing is just in the thoughts. But now, you want it to practicalize itself. How do you do it? Key number one. That's why you have to listen to me very carefully now. Key number one, which is the key of all keys. You must pray to receive creative ideas. Or position yourself to receive creative ideas. The first thing is prayer. To even receive those creative ideas. The principle of scripture is very straightforward. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. For whosoever ask receives. Whosoever seek shall find. Whosoever knock shall have open doors. So if you never pray the prayer for creative ideas, you won't get it. Success-minded men, they look for ideas.
knowing that the ideas will attract money. I remember one troublesome friend I had many years back. There are so many people who sell soft drinks in that arena. Everybody just be shouting. Just put it down, put it in the bucket, break ice blocks upon it, and begin to shout, "Co-mineral! Co-mineral!" That's what everybody was doing. He too was doing the same thing until he had a teaching like this. Father, all of us cannot just be shouting "Co-mineral" here. Somebody must excel. He prayed, and the Lord said, "Son, I will give you an idea." And he slept, and he saw people drinking soft drinks, but they had straws inside them, straw. So the next day, he bought a pack of straws and brought it there. As person were buying the soft drinks, he was putting straw inside. Very soon, all the people began to cross over to the man with the straw. That simple divine idea propagated and catapulted his business. So success-minded men look more for ideas. You know that the ideas will attract money. But failure-minded men look for money only. Money only. And that is a serious matter. So the first thing, you must pray to receive those creative ideas. Or position yourself to receive those ideas. Number two thing you must do, you must have a vision for your life. In Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, people perish. You must have a vision for your life. The only thing worse than being blind is to have sight without vision. No vision at all. A vision is a divine picture planted into your spirit of something you need to pursue. A vision is a picture of those good things you aspire to become. A vision is a supernatural picture of what you should achieve or who you should be that is planted into your spirit, man. That your vision is the vehicle that carries your success. That's why the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. You must respect that your vision, because what you respect is what you attract. You must desire that vision. You must be visualizing that vision in the spirit realm. And I want you to understand, beloved, the bigger the vision, the longer it takes to give back to. So many need to attend the school of patience. The bigger the vision, the longer it takes to give back to. Mosquitoes multiply very quickly, and they die very quickly too. Elephants, takes 2 years to have a baby, and they last a lot longer than mosquito. When your vision is from God, it will come to pass as long as you remain faithful to the Lord. There is no growth at all except growth by visions. And those visions are the windows of your soul. And no one here is too old to have a vision. Nobody is too young to have a vision. But without that vision, a man perishes. So the first thing, pray for that creative idea to come. Have a vision of what you want your life to be like. Three, you must plan. Plan. This is a critical element in transforming ideas to realities. In Luke chapter 14, verse 28. Luke 14:28 says this. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulted whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. So there must be planning. Preparation comes before success. Many have failed because of lack of planning. You can't do everything at once. You can't say, I want to do business. I want to go to school. I want to learn computing. I want to marry. I want to do athletics. Just packing everything together, a mixed bag, and you expect to have success. Doesn't work that way at all. You must have a plan. Four, you must set goals. Set goals. Major breakthroughs in life are preceded by ambitious goals, which sometimes may not be achieved at the first attempt. First attempt may not be what you want it to be. Because if you succeed in all you do at first attempt, it means you are not aiming high enough. When you aim high enough, you first of all may notice some failures. But then from there, you begin to move. You must set goals. Many are living their lives without setting any goals at all. And then number five, you must take action. All efforts at success will come to nothing if we do not take action and work really hard. There is no substitute for hard work if we must succeed. No substitute for hard work if we must succeed. Six, you must have a rugged determination to succeed. A rugged determination to succeed. You have to persevere, you have to be determined. Persevere and you are determined. And then the success will come. Seven, you must be disciplined. Disciplined. Discipline is an important virtue in achieving success. It is a tragedy when a person lacks discipline. It takes discipline to rise up in the night and pray. It takes discipline to fast. It takes discipline to control your mouth. It takes discipline to sit down somewhere and say, this book, I must finish reading this book today, today, today. It takes discipline to say, I want to pray for 2 hours. You must be disciplined. That's why we say that discipline plus deliverance is equal to dominion. Discipline empowers you to do the right things at the right time. I'm praying for somebody here. Every power drinking the blood of your divine discipline shall be scattered in the name of Jesus. Eight, you must be courageous. Nothing good comes easy. God told Joshua over and over again, be bold, be courageous, be bold, be courageous, be bold, be courageous. Nothing good comes easy. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that God with you. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be courageous and be bold. Now, use your time effectively. Use time effectively. In Psalm 90 verse 12. Psalm 90 verse 12. Says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Effective and efficient use of time is usually what determines the level of success that can be achieved. All time wasters are wasting destinies. They say foolish men waste money, but the most foolish men waste time. And time is not a friend of anybody. Time waits for no man. 10. Exploit all opportunities God brings your way. We must prayerfully seek for opportunities. Then exploit that opportunities. Seek for opportunities. Exploit that opportunities. These are the 10 keys that can bring ideas into realities. But then, the Holy Spirit is our helper. The Holy Spirit is our divine partner. The Holy Spirit is somebody we should be close to, like a friend. The Holy Spirit is our closest friend. You must be close to the Holy Spirit. And when you are close to the Holy Spirit, it begins to give you ideas. And when these ideas begin to flood into your soul, you take your pen and begin to write. The faintest ink is better than the best brain. You write it down. If you don't write it down, you may lose that idea forever. After you have now written it down, now take it to the Lord in prayer. And then follow these steps that we have outlined here today. I prophesy upon the life of somebody else. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, people will soon gather at your good results. Your fear shall fall upon your enemies. And any power that wants you to be identified with shame shall be scattered unto desolation. And every enemy of your full-scale laughter shall die. And the register and calendar of darkness that the enemy has been opened, enemy has been opening to disgrace you, shall catch fire. Your mouth will be larger than those of your enemies. And heaven will catapult you into your season of profit. And good news shall locate you on every side. And the God of advancement shall advance your life. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. And shout this louder than anyone here. But before we start praying these prayers, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Do so very quickly now. But say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Come to the altar here so that we can pray more with you. Say, every man contesting against my oil. The Bible said, thou anointest my head with oil and my cup runneth over. Every man contesting against my oil. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Every man contesting for your oil. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I pull down the stronghold of poverty. In the name of Jesus, pull it down. This is not a night to negotiate. Jesus. Jesus. Pull it down. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this with a loud voice. Covenant oil of God. Fall on my head in the name of Jesus. Covenant oil of God, fall on my head. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord said, I should tell you, if you pray this next prayer well, you will be surprised at the result. Everything the enemy has stolen, by day or by night, come
come back to me in the name of Jesus. Everything the enemy has stolen, by day or by night, come back, come back, come back, come back, come back, come back in the name of Jesus. Makatenda ya boshente rabasanta. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every mouth of the wicked speaking against me, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Side the mouth ablaze. Back up.